Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. I hope that everyone is doing good out there, staying warm. You know, I got my electricity bill this morning and wasn't all that excited about it, but have to turn that heater on. It's been so cold in the mornings here in San Diego, so got to keep warm and still trying to fight off a throat bug. My daughter ended up with strep throat last week, and so, but God is good. God is good. He's taking care of us. So stay warm and stay safe and make sure you take care of yourself, because this is that flu season, that sick season, but God is able to heal. And we just go through it and come out on the strong side. Amen. So let's go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, I love you this morning. Thank you for your word. And thank you for helping me, Lord, to understand your word, that I may be able to teach others, Lord, that the most precious gift that we have, Lord, is you. You are everything, Lord Jesus. And you are everything that everyone has ever wanted. And Lord, and may we seek after you to find rest for our souls. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, let's look at John chapter 10. We left off at verse 11, but we're going to look at verse 11 again, because it's going to lead us to another part of the scripture in the Bible. Verse 11 of John chapter 10 says, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep." So let's go over to Psalms 23. And Psalms 23 starts off by saying, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And so it likens God, and then over in John, the personification of God, Jesus, God manifested in the flesh, it likens God to a shepherd, someone that takes care of the sheep, someone that lays down his life for the sheep. I'm reminded right now of the story of David before he went to Saul and fought Goliath. He told Saul that he was tending to the sheep, and that he wrestled down and destroyed a bear, and he destroyed a lion that was coming after his sheep. And so, and also, God says David was a man after his own heart. David laid down his life for physical sheep. He took care of the sheep. He took care of what was his responsibility. And Jesus laid down his life for his sheep. He came to restore men back to himself, because his creation was his creation. And he came back to this life to see about what he had made and to restore us back to himself. And so when you look at Psalms 23, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I shall not lack. I shall not lack. I shall not be without." And we have to put things in their proper perspective. And sometimes we lack natural things, but in the spirit, we don't lack. And we have to also even look at what we're lacking in the natural. Is it a need? Is it a true need? We have to look at these things. You know, when we start the new year, we start 2015, and we've started many new years. Thank God that he's carried us thus far, that we always look at, and I talked about this, you know, New Year's resolutions and things like that. We want to look at keeping things in their proper perspective and making sure that our motives and our desires are in check with the line of God. They are in line. And so when we start this new year, we want to start it off with wisdom. I spoke the other night, and I had actually put it on the podcast at City of Faith Family Worship Center, and I was talking about chains and carrots, things that lure us or draw us away or seek to entrap us. And so we come into this new year, we want to come into it with wisdom. And wisdom is, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, I shall not lack." We go to God for all things. We don't rely on man. We operate with man here. We go to work. We have rules and laws. We have policies and procedures. We have jobs, things we tend to concerning school, things we tend to concerning the cities and the countries and the states and things that we live in. But the Lord is our shepherd, and we shall not want. We shall not lack any good thing. God has all the good things that we need, and we go to Him for it. We go to everybody else a lot of times, and me included. You know, something goes wrong or something that I'm in need of, and or I need, I feel like I want God to do. A lot of times I go to God, you know, once, and then I start making plans and, excuse me, and doing all these other things. But you know what? I need to stay steadfast, unmovable, ever abounding in the work of the Lord and doing what God has called me to do. And I may have these chains and carrots and these things that present themselves before me, seeking to guide me down some other path, seeking to take me on some other journey, but I need to be steadfast and unmovable. Narrow is the path to righteousness, and that's the path we got to go down. Amen. And so Psalms 23 helps bring that in light. It is describing God and is describing His nature. Let's go to verse 2. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, in green grass. Over in John chapter 10, verse 9, it talks about pastures. It talks about pastures. And it says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. He shall find a place to feed, a place of rest. And that's coming up too, because it says, He leadeth me beside the still waters, waters of rest. Things that our soul needs to feed on, our spirit needs to feed on, is in God. The things that destroy are the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. And that is what's in this world. But if you are looking for green pastures, you're looking for a place for your soul where your soul can feed and be at peace with God, you need to find it with God. You know, again, it really was a poignant point for me when I was listening to this preacher the other day, when he says a lot of times people are looking for the things of God. They're looking for the benefits of God, but they are not looking for God Himself. But you know, true rest and peace is only found in God. And place in a place where your soul will be satisfied is only found in God. There's a song. There is a song that I absolutely love. And I don't know the name of it. It may be called Nobody Greater. And it says, searched all over, couldn't find nobody. Looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater. Nobody greater than you. And that is God. That is Jesus. We have searched all over, tried everything and everybody, listened to everything, attempted many things, and came up short. But there is nobody greater than God. Amen. Please join me tomorrow on The Word in Me as we continue in Psalms 23. God bless you, and may you have a wonderful day.